Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. On the heels of hurricane, now tropical storm Helene, the Chicago area will see windy conditions throughout tonight. The National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory for Kankakee County in Illinois, south of Chicago, through midnight. It predicts wind gusts between 35 and 55 miles an hour in and around Chicago. Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Doom says the strongest winds will be here this afternoon and linger through Saturday.
The brunt of it's probably going to be this afternoon, although similarly strong winds, maybe just a hair lighter, probably through the evening and then steadily but rather slowly coming down through the night and then tomorrow as well. So tomorrow is going to be breezy for sure, but definitely not as windy as today.
Doom says people should avoid the Chicago lakefront because of high waves and says Chicagoans will see scattered rain showers overnight through tomorrow morning. DuPage County saw a huge jump in people showing up to cast their ballot on the very first day of early voting. The Collar Counties opened a limited number of early voting locations on Thursday for November's presidential election. The DuPage County clerk says more than 1,500 people showed up to vote. That's more than double the number who voted on the first day in 2020. In comparison, Lake County, Illinois, saw more than 300 people show up to vote on Thursday, and that's on par with turnout 4 years ago. In-person early voting begins next week in Chicago and in suburban Cook County the week after that. After a disappointing WNBA season, the Chicago Sky have fired head coach Teresa Weatherspoon. In a statement, Sky co-owner Nadia Rawlinson said the organization is deeply appreciative of Weatherspoon's contributions and thanked her for the energy and passion she brought to the role. WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says the league is growing and finding a qualified coach might prove challenging in the offseason.
Finding a coach now is going to be very interesting. Do they go with a proven person? I don't think they want to go with another unproven coach like they did with Teresa. She had never coached in the league. She did coach in college, but it's a wholly different situation.
The team this season had a losing record. It failed to make the playoffs for the first time in 6 years. Weather, it is cloudy and blustery, a high in the low 70s. Tonight, cloudy and breezy, showers are likely, a low in the mid-60s. And then for the weekend, rain on Saturday, cloudy skies on Sunday, highs in the low 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.